Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We'd like to thank you for tuning in once again to this broadcast, blogcast this evening. Amen. We are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here every Wednesday for those of you who are listening for the first time. If you're listening for the first time, We are an interactive ministry. And what does that mean? That means that you have an opportunity of calling in and participating online. Amen. So if you're listening by internet and you would like to call in, the call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. We also are operating as through Zoom as well. If you would like to get on with Zoom, the Zoom number is 505-563-6808. That's 505-563-6808. And the passcode for that is Psalm 23, capital P, S-A-L-M, 23. That's without an S. Capital P, S-A-L-M, without an S. And you can get in on the Zoom. And we also inform you that after you listen to this message this evening, share it with a friend or even with a foe. Amen. We are supposed to share the word with everyone that we come in contact with, whether we like them or we don't. Amen. Everyone should receive salvation. Amen. We're looking forward to everyone to be saved. Amen. So if you'd like to do that, you can go into the archives of Blog Talk Radio, then type in We Can Begin Again. Once you type that in, you would type in, Blog Talk Radio, then type in We Can Begin Again, and that will get you into the archives, and you can just click on and just start and listen to this message, amen, and be a blessing to someone, or you can listen to any of the other messages that we have on. We keep the archives up and going. You can go in at any time, at any hour, and listen to the messages, amen. Mm-hmm. We are in Long Island, New York, with Minister Hamad, amen. A friend from childhood. We go way, 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 way back. In fact, I must say that she is the one that really pushed me into a ministry. When I was in my teens and running around, she just made a comment, told me in her front room at our house, amen, that the Lord had his hands on me. I didn't know what she was talking about then. But as I look back now, she had a prophetic word for me, and I just didn't grasped it at that time, but I do now. So I am thankful that she is on to share the gospel with you. She is a very sincere person, someone who has a good heart. Amen. She has a good heart, and she's going to keep it real. Amen. That's one thing that I love about her. Amen. Wonderful family. We've been knowing each other for years and years and years. In fact, your family was like a part of my family. So let me get off that box, and we move on. And the next voice that you hear will be Minister Edner Hamad. We'd like to remind you that we as the believers of Christ, amen, that wherever you are, word says that we should always work. Amen. Do the work of the one who sent us. Amen. Because night is coming and when no one can work. So while it is day, while we still have our health, while we still have our strength, while we still have our mind, the clarity that God has given us, we are to be kingdom workers. Amen. Kingdom workers. And I guarantee you, I will guarantee you that when you sell out for Christ and you become a kingdom servant for God, your life will never be the same. Amen. All the things you've been chasing for will just seem to come to you without you trying to chase it. Amen. That is the blessing of our Lord and Savior. Amen. So let me just move on. We're over into New York, Long Island, New York. And now next voice again, as I said, will be Minister Edner Hamad. Minister Hamad, are you there?
Yes, I am, Elder John. A little froggy, but I thank God for being on the line tonight. I hope I'm coming in clear. I thank God for this platform and the open door. I give God glory. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, you are clear.
All right, sir. Thank you so much. I thank you. First and foremost, I want to give honor and glory to God, who is the head of my life, who is the center of my life. I thank God for all that he's doing, not just for me, but for you, you, and you on this line tonight. I thank God for Dr. John and Dr. Suzanne for this open platform. I'm giving honor to my overseer, Pastor Dawn Nixon of the Mount Calvary Holy Church of Huntington. I thank God for each and every one of you on the line. And I know my very good friend, Pastor Rose Dixon, is online too. God bless you, Pastor Rose. Before we go into this Bible lesson, which the title is Wisdom, Knowledge, and Understanding. We thank God for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And with this, you know, this is an interactive Bible study. So y'all chime in whenever you can. When I pause or whatever, just come on in. And we're going to get this. We're going to get through this. And God's going to open up revelation and understanding for us. And with that said, I'm going to go to the throne of grace right now. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this night, dear God, a night we've never seen before. But we do thank you, dear God, that you've taken us throughout the day. There's been some pauses, bumps in the road, but dear God, you are the God that sees all, knows all, and cares for us all. We thank you today, dear God, for all that is going to be said and done today. We give you full right away, Holy Ghost. And however you want to move, move. We give you free range, and we surrender and submit unto you. So, Father, tonight, we ask you to forgive us for anything that we've said or done that wasn't pleasing in your sight. And we thank you for this Bible study. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to get right to it. Y'all keep me in prayer. But you know what? I just want to say, as I was searching for which version of Proverbs chapter 24, I was looking at the different, like the King James Version and the Message Bible and the NIV. We're going to come from the NIV, y'all. If you got your Bibles, you want to go there with me. But I noticed in the Message Bible how the topic of this was intelligence outranks muscle. I'm going to say that again. Intelligence outranks muscle. But we're gonna stay with the NIV. Y'all keep me in prayer. And the NIV, no, let me go back to the Amplify. The Amplify. And on the top of the Amplify, it says precepts and warnings. Now, precepts means, real quick, it means are a general rule intended to regulate behavior or thought. Now, warnings, a statement or event that indicates a possible or impending danger, problem, or other unpleasant situations, like a red light warning. So we won't go past the red light. If we go past the red light, we know what happens. I'm going to continue to move on, but I just wanted to give you a little something. So we have to have a rule of warnings and a rule of warnings that critique us in our behavior of thoughts and actions. And this is what Proverbs 24 is going to help us with, because we know that even in that, all this is in the freedom of the faith, where Christ has made us free. So we won't be wild and go out there buck wild, but we'll have some kind of structure and some kind of right behavior. So let's go on with the scripture. We're going to Proverbs 1. We're going to do 1 and 2 right now. And it says, do not envy the wicked. Do not desire their company, for their hearts plot violence, and their lips talk about making trouble. Now, when I read that, I thought, I thought about the beware. We need to beware of the enemy. He's always camouflaging himself. that spirit of wickedness. It will even go as far as to make it look glamorous, y'all, and harmless at first. Then you've settled in, and he will even make you feel just that comfortable. Then soon after that, when you're all cozied up and feeling good, he shows himself. He shows himself and then takes the layer off. And the layer off is this, 1 Corinthians 15:33. Be not deceived. Listen to this. God, we can't be around those people that are wicked. Be not deceived. Evil association corrupts good manners. And the ASV version, American Standard Version, says, be not deceived. Evil companionship corrupts good manners. See, we all have to know that God don't want us around or envying the wicked. You know, they can look, you know, sometimes the wicked, they can be out there all glamorous and everything is going good and it seems like it's going good and they can even speak into your ear. And you know what? I realize that's what pulls in young people. And old, but young people, pull them into gangs. It makes it look like they can have a home, a family, you know. But what is happening is it's evil, it's wicked. But they don't know that. All they know is they want to be accepted and be loved. And a lot of times, that's what happens with us, even the adults. That happens to us too. The enemy doesn't care. He comes camouflaged. And when he does, he plots. He plots. He plots, y'all. Like it says here, do not be envy. We're not to envy them. Do not desire their company. We're not to desire the company of the enemy, the wicked. For their hearts plot violence. That's what's in them. Even though they're showing, see, they're the ones that they might even speak God, oh, I know God, oh, yeah, yeah, but their hearts are far from him. Mm-hmm. See, because it says here in verse 2, and their lips talk about trouble. Yeah, their lips talk about trouble, but it's in an insidious way. It's an undercurrent. I'm going to move on. Anybody has anything? I'm going to move on from here.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. All right.
Amen.
Third and fourth verse. By wisdom, a house is built, and through understanding, it is established. Through knowledge, its rooms are filled with rare and beautiful treasure. When I looked at that verse, that 3 and 4, what I saw was, so we are here with wisdom, right here. This is wisdom. Wisdom is a principal thing, and because not only it is the mind of God, wisdom is, and the way he does things, we're to ask God for wisdom. And it's built. It will build your life, y'all. It will build your life on a lasting foundation. A house is built that will stand. That house is your spirit, y'all. We're not just talking about the natural. We're talking about the spiritual man. That house, that flesh, is your house. And the spirit of you lives in that house. But if it is built on a foundation through understanding, it will be established. You will be established. This house, your house, your spirit, lives in and through knowledge, meaning being learned in the things of God, the spiritual things. And while you're learning in the spiritual things of God, it will take care of your natural state. You will be filled with rare and beautiful treasures. And those treasures are the Word of God. And you know what? To other people, you will look like a treasure. Mm-hmm. Because your house is built on a solid foundation of wisdom and understanding. You have now been established. Mm-hmm. Anyone who want to come in on that? Through wisdom and understanding, having been in existence, you will live a long and prosperous life. See, I'm not just talking about the natural state of you, because the Word of God says He will give everything that pertaineth to life and godliness. But here, right, what this is talking about and what it is you'll be a beautiful thing because of wisdom. Wisdom, I wish the world would have more wisdom, God's wisdom, not their wisdom, but God's wisdom. I know for myself that I always ask God for wisdom. Well, what am I going to do today, Lord? Lord, give me the wisdom. Order my steps today. Let me hear you clearly so I can move as I should move. Amen. Amen. Y'all quiet, but we thank God. Verse 5 and 6, and it says, come on. I didn't hear you. Were you saying something?
Oh, that was, I'm sorry. Dr. Suzanne was on Zoom. She just said she didn't
hear. You're muted.
She just said she didn't hear anything. We hear you on the on the line, Suzanne.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. I was just trying to correct this for.
Okay, very good. Okay, 5 and 6, and it says this. The wise prevail through great power, and those who have knowledge muster their strength. Surely you need guidance to wage war, and victory is won through many advisors. When I looked at that, wisdom prevails through great power, that means that, look, wisdom prevails through great power, and those who have knowledge muster their strength. It is the knowledge of God that regroups us. It is the knowledge of God that gives us great power to prevail. And doing that, we are wise when we seek Him. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it also says about godly counseling. That's what this is when it says, surely you need guidance to wage war. We need godly counseling to wage war. War against the enemy. Guidance in a natural sense. See, everything that comes from God has a balance. It's not just spiritually, but naturally too. For life and victory for each and every one of our lives. That's why when we're waging war against the enemy, your victory is assured.
Amen.
Look. Mm-hmm. Our victory is assured when we raise war. But listen to this. Listen to this. We never do anything by ourselves. God didn't call us to be just by ourselves. That's why He says godly counsel. That's why He says right here, surely you need guidance to wage war. You just can't go just go without any sense of where you're going. We always need a plan for how we need to do things, a strategic plan on how to do things. And that's why it's good to have people around you, not just anybody, but people around you that's going to give you good advice. Amen? Anybody want to come in?
Amen. Amen.
Okay. Praise God. Moving right along, verse 7. Wisdom is too high for fools. In the assembly at the gate, they must not open their mouths. You know why they shouldn't open their mouths? Because they can't comprehend the strategicness or the sense of order. So they need to keep their mouths closed and listen. But wisdom is too high for them. That's why it says here, at the gate, they must not open their mouths. Sometimes we open our, you know what, sometimes we can just listen. If we listen, and I'm not talking about anyone on this line is a fool, but see, wisdom overrides foolishness. Wisdom overrides anything that's out of order. Wisdom overrides the simpleness, of things. That's why these that shouldn't open their mouth should just sit and listen and learn. For wisdom, right at that particular time, is too high for them. It's foolishness to them. Anyone want to comment? All right, yeah.
All mics open. All mics are open. Comment.
All right. All right. Pastor Rose, you're on. Could you read? Are you on, Pastor Rose? Okay, we're going to go on. Verse 10. If you falter in a time of trouble, how small is your strength? How small is your strength? Our hope and our strength and our trust should be in God. And when trouble comes, you know, it does come. And sometimes we can get a little shaken, yeah. But you know what? It shouldn't deplete our strength, because our strength isn't in our own, not by might nor by power, but it is by his spirit, says the Lord. That's where our strength comes from. And if we would be reminded of that, we would have the peace to say, okay, Lord, this is coming my way. But my trust and my hope is in you. And you're there to rescue me. And 11, verse 11 says, for us to rescue those being led away to death. That means we need to give them the word, y'all. We see a lot of our family members and people out there, they're being led away. We got to rescue them through the word. Hold back those staggering towards slaughter. See, this is why the Lord says we need to watch as well as pray, walk circumspectly, because we need to always be aware, not only of our surroundings for us, but our surroundings in a nutshell. And, you know, I remember when my sisters were growing up, I used to watch their mannerism when they went to school. And if it was great, you know, they had a great attitude, but when they came back, something was wrong. I would talk to them in a rescue mode. What's wrong? You know, we have to be able to talk to people and show them that they're not alone. Or we need to see where they are, you know, with the Holy Spirit leading us to give them that word that's going to give hope to them, that's going to deter them from going this way and that way. And come on in. This is where we are. This is who we are. We are not only the body of Christ, but we are the world changers, and we are the ones that have the power and the anointing in us. So if we see anyone stagger, and not just out there, in church, in the body. Sometimes people can go to the left or to the right. We gotta help them, pull them in. You know what? There should be no casualties of war, because we're in a war. There shouldn't be. There has been, but there shouldn't be. That's why, and I'm gonna come back to that. That's why the Bible says, watch as well as pray. We need to pray and watch. Watch and pray. Helping the deliverance of the evil one that's seeking to devour. If you say, this is the 12th verse, if you say, but we knew nothing, oh man, I went ahead of myself. If we knew nothing about this, does not he who weighs the heart perceive it? Does not he who guards your life know it? Will he not repay everyone according to what they have done?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? We can't say that we don't know. We can't say that, oh, that snuck up on me. Because, you know, God gives us eyes. And if we stay in his presence, he'll heighten not only our spirit discernment, but he'll heighten our eyes to see not only naturally, but see in the spiritual realm, have eyes as he has. We can't say, and we can't throw back that we never knew. Because God, who sees all things, it says, if we say that we knew nothing about this, nothing about what's happening, we basically are lying, because God sees all things and he weighs our hearts. Anybody, any questions, anybody?
Amen.
Amen. We're gonna move on. Verse 13. Eat honey, my son. For it is good. Honey from the comb is sweet to your taste. Know also that wisdom is like honey for you. If you find it, there is a future hope for you, and your hope will be not cut off. I'm going to tell you something. I really love that verse right there. I mean, right. All the verses are beautiful, but I really love that right there. And Amen. It says, and what it says, and what my interpretation was, honey is sweet and pleasant to the taste. That satisfies our soul, y'all, when we eat it. It's good. Wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we're talking about. Wisdom is like that of the same. Pleasantry. If you find it, y'all, if you find it, if you seek it, you shall find it and search it. If you find it and search it, it will reveal, meaning wisdom will reveal herself to you. Wisdom will reveal herself to you. Wisdom is the Father of God, is the Father God, is our Heavenly Father. She is in the very presence of God. And here I go again. 2 Peter 1 and 3 and 4, according as his divine power have given us everything that pertaineth to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that have called us to glory and virtue. Wisdom. Mm-hmm. Wisdom. Wisdom is the prime thing. Wisdom is the first thing we should look for in God. And when we find wisdom, hold on to her. The Word of God says, bind her around your neck. Because wisdom will not only build a house, wisdom will show us not to go this way or that way. Wisdom is God. And he said he'll give to anyone that asks him for it. I ask him for it. I'll say it again every day. Lord, I need your wisdom. I need your wisdom. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I'm going to go back there. If you find it, there is a future hope for you. And your hope will be not cut off. That's a beautiful promise. You will have a future hope. I'll say a present hope and future. I'll say that your hope will never be cut off because of wisdom, because it's sweet to your taste, and you have embraced it. And once you embrace a thing, and it's in your bosom, you won't move. It will all, you know, wisdom will always be there. She will always be there. She will always be there to guide you and lead you. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. 16, anyone? All right. All right, y'all. Verse 15 and 16. Do not lurk like a thief near the house of the righteous. Now it's talking about those out there that are seeking to see us fall. But see what it says? Do not plunder their dwelling place. For though the righteous fall seven times, they shall rise again. But the wicked stumble when calamity strikes. Talking about people who lay wait for you, who's watching every move you make, waiting for you to even stumble and fall. The scripture is letting those that wait for us to just fall or for you to just fall, they're waiting and they'll keep on waiting, because as that individual is looking and waiting for you to fall, check this out. Even if some reason, by some strange reason, you may fall in a situation or something does happen, those who are righteous shall rise again and rise again in victory because of the God in them. See, he sees the best in you, while others see that you have fell. Or you had stumbled, but he still sees that you're a beautiful flower. You're a precious jewel to him. And what he does, he picks you up. And it says, and the righteous, though he may fall seven times, shall rise again. But the wicked that's watching, lurking, will stumble when calamity strikes. That means they'll stumble. They won't get up. They won't get up. Because the same, even people out there, you know, sometimes people out there, they will want so much bad for you, and they'll be smiling in your face, but their hearts, thank God that he looks in the heart. But they're trying to not only deter you, but they're trying to throw roadblocks in your way. That's all right. Because God's got you. I heard Pastor Rose say, God's got your back. God's got your back. You know why? Because his goodness and mercy always follows you. That's your cushion. You never have to back up against the enemy or nothing. You just got to keep moving forward, because he has you. And even though you might stumble and fall, be encouraged, because a righteous man falls seven times. But God knows his heart. He knows the thoughts and plans that he has for him, and he raises them up again, brushes them off, and says, go, my daughter. Go, my son. I got you. Verse 17. Do not gloat when your enemy falls. All right now. When they stumble, do not let your heart rejoice, or the Lord will see and disprove and turn his wrath away from them. That's deep. Because some people will do that and say, laugh over there and say, I knew that was going to happen. No, I don't laugh at mine. I said, Lord, have mercy. And I pray that they'll turn to you. Because sometimes God will cause a thing for that enemy that falls. And I'm talking about those that haven't come to Christ. Those that haven't come to Christ, they are enemies of Christ. Sorry to say this, but even some of our family members, you know what? We love them. We're going to pray for them. And some of our friends, we're going to pray for them and pray that they come in. But if you're not for Christ, you're an enemy, sorry to say. We were once enemies until we received Christ. I remember Apostle Logan told me one time when I was thinking about my sisters and whatnot, and they're in backslidden conditions right now. They don't think so. But she had said this to me, and I never forgot it. She said, remember what Jesus said? Who is my mother? Who is my brother or my sister? Those that do the will of God, those are your brothers and sisters. Now, I'm not saying throw your family out, throw them out with the bathwater and all that, but I'm saying pray for them. Pray that they will come. But even when the enemy falls, and I'm not talking about our families now, but even those that are really out there wicked or whatever, you know what? We don't want to gloat. God don't want us to gloat. Pray for them. Pray that they will come. Pray that they'll be like the prodigal son, or pray that something will shake them, that they will come back to Christ. The word is saying, do not gloat. When your enemy falls, when he stumbles, do not let your heart rejoice, saying, woo, I knew it, good for them. No. Or the Lord will see and disapprove. And we don't want that to happen to us. We want God to approve in everything we say, do, think. That's what we want to do.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Elder John. I'm glad I hear you. Praise God. To God be the glory. Any questions? Any input? Well, praise the Lord. God bless y'all.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Verse 19. Do not fret because of evildoers or be envious of the wicked, for the evildoers has no future hope, and the lamp of the wicked will be snuffed out. Do not fret of evildoers. And evildoers could be the drug dealer. Evildoers could be those that get that fast money. Evildoers could be anything under the sun. But we don't have to fret or be envious of them, because their future, if they don't turn their ways to God, their future, there is none. There is no future for them. But we who live in Christ, we need to just know that God is a just God. He's a just God. The good as well as the bad. For the evil as well as the righteous. He's just. He's just. Any questions?
Amen.
All right. Where are we? Our time, 7:44. All right. Verse 21, fear the Lord and the king, my son, and do not join with rebellious officials. For those too will send sudden destruction on them, and who knows that calamities they can bring. Wow. Fear the Lord and the king, my son, and do not join with rebellious officials. That's almost like in the prior verses. We can't join ourselves. Because once you join yourself, that means you're in agreement with whatever they do. We can't. We have to walk upright before Christ, before God. We can't join ourselves. For those two will send sudden destruction. That's what they do. They're in a corner in the dark. They're making plans. They're doing this, that, and other. But, you know, isn't it something how people can do this, that, and other, and God sees everything? And everything will be uncovered after a while? But for you that's on this line, we can't be joined with rebellious officials. And that's just not in the world. I'm sorry to say, in the body of Christ, because there's a lot of us in the body of Christ that ain't, there's crooked ways that they're doing. They have bit the fruit, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But what we can do is we pray. That's what we can do.
Amen.
Some people say, that's the only thing I can do. No, that's the best thing we can do. We can mm-hmm. pray. Because not only prayer changes things, prayer changes us, changes them, and with a sincere heart, God will deliver. Yes, he will.
Amen.
Any questions? All right, y'all.
Good stuff, Mr. Herman. Good stuff. Like your interpretation of how you're breaking it down.
Well, Lord, well, thank you. It's silent, but I thank God, sir. Thank you for the encouragement. Verse 23, these are sayings of the wise. To show partiality in judging is not good. Whosoever says to the guilty, you are innocent, will be cursed by peoples and denounced by nations. Let's stop right there. That's what's happening in the world today. They're calling bad good and good bad. Isn't that something? We as a nation, as a world, we've come so far away from God, even especially this nation that is built, was built on in God we trust. But for us, we can't show partiality. If you're wrong, you're wrong. If you're right, you're right. We can't flip the script. God has already made it plain how we're to walk, how we're to live, how we're to be. And we can't say to the guilty, oh, yeah, you're innocent. Because what is the repercussions of that? We'll be cursed by people and denounced by nations. We're to walk upright before God and man. We're to walk in a way that is not only pleasing in the sight, but a light that is righteous in a dark world, y'all. In a dark world. Verse 25, but it will go well with those who convict the guilty. I just said it. And rich blessings will come on them. That's not the material stuff. And see, that's a good thing. You know what? Why that's good? When we call a spade, regardless who they are, because man is seeing that there's no favoritism. And you know what? God has no favoritism. He loves us all the same. But if you're wrong, you're wrong. And if they're wrong, they're wrong. If they're right, they're right. And that's how God wants us to live. That's how God wants us to be. You know, a lot of times in my family, my own family, I always bring my own family. If you're wrong, you're wrong. And you know what? I don't tug a war with them no more. I bring them to the Word of God. You know, your arm's too short to box with God. You might be boxing with me. But you know what? The Word is the Word. But we have to stay in a manner, in a posture that is righteous and upright. You know, we see in the world today where judges are going to jail. My God. That's because they compromised themselves for just a moment. And that moment isn't just like a quick thing. That moment could be over a period of time. And then here they are. You know what? Our sins, their sins shall surely find us out. Because God wants us to walk in such a manner of not only peace, but a manner of righteousness and holiness. You know, I don't know why I'm going that way. But we're to be in that realm, in that spirit of life. So it can go well with us. So the rich blessings, and not just the tangible stuff, but the rich blessings, the spiritual rich blessings. Mm-hmm. Because that's what we do when we take our flight. We want to be able to hear God say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I saw all that you did. In fact, the angels that I have around you that are guarding you, protecting you, they're writing things down. They're watching your every step. And they're recording everything that you do and say." So, almost done, Elder John. I'm going to do this last verse, verse 26, 27. Mm-hmm. "An honest answer is like a kiss on the lips. Put your outdoor work in order and get your fields ready. After that, build your house." I'm going to continue to read. I'm going to finish this out. "Do not testify against your neighbor without cause. Would you use your lips to mislead? Do not say, 'I'll do to them as they have done to me.' Mm-hmm. I'll pay them back for what they did. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord." We don't have to do nothing. God told me a long time ago, he said, no, couple of months ago, he said, "Edna, you never have to defend yourself. I'll defend you. When people come up against you and they say all manner of different things against you, you don't have to do nothing. You don't have to defend yourself. I'll defend you. And I'll make it plain. And I'll bring it all out." Don't worry about it. You just keep focused and keep moving. Because that's what the enemy tries to do, y'all. He tries to get us off focus and off track. And our focus is kingdom work. Our focus is who we can reach in these days and time. Our focus is doing what God has asked us to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Verse 30 and 31. "I went past the field of a sluggard, past the vineyard of someone who has no sense. Thorns had come up everywhere. The ground was covered with weeds, and the stone wall was in ruins." That's somebody that don't do nothing. They don't do anything. "I applied my heart to what I observed and learned a lesson from what I saw. A little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a thief, and scarcity like a armed man." I am finished. You know what? A little slumber, a little sleep. Sometimes we in the body of Christ, we sleep too much. We're too much in the bed. Mm-hmm. We're too much walking slow. And talking low. God wants us to be alert. He wants to be alert and ready. He's calling an army that's alert, ready, and ready to do his will. His will. Mm-hmm. I'm finished, Elder John. I'm finished. Mm-hmm. To God be the glory. Thank you all for listening. Thank each and every one of you. God bless you.
Amen, amen. The mic's open. Any comments before we go into a close?
Thank you, Elder John.
Any comments? I think that was a very good word. I learned a lot, and you delivered it well. Thank you.
Minister Lisa, I know that voice. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I really do, and I thank God for you. Thank God. Next time I have you read for me.
Well, you know what? I was actually going to offer.
Praise God. I'm going to get your number from Elder John. God bless you. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Any other comments? Anyone else like to comment?
Thank you so much.
Minister Herman, the service and the reading was right on point. Can you hear
me? Hold on. We got two people talking. Okay.
Did you hear me?
Minister Herman, sister. Minister Herman, can you hear?
Yes, I'm here. Who was that?
Okay,
can you hear me?
That was Dr. Suzanne was making a comment with someone else.
Yes, I can hear you, doctor. God bless you.
Hi.
I couldn't hear you before, but I hear you now.
Hi, I want to say thank you so much for thank you so much for ministering to us this evening. You're such a good and thorough teacher, and you take the word line by line as we've been doing, but you bring such life to it. So thank you so much for your service. Thank you so much for your commitment and your faithfulness. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Dr. Suzanne. God bless you. I appreciate your encouragement. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Hello?
Amen.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Go. Yes, we can hear you.
This is Bonnie. Minister Herman, you put a good word out. I want to thank you. I'm going to follow and let them guide that wisdom that you just gave us. I learned a lot tonight myself. The wisdom is always there. I've got thoughts from a lot of people, and I still follow. So the word was put out very well. I want to thank you. And Dr. Suzanne and John, thank you. And I'm out.
That was Yvonne? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You done made my day, girl. God bless you. Thank you so much. I'm glad you were on. Oh, my God.
I'm on every other Wednesday.
Okay. I'm going to remember that. Oh, my God. That's good right there. You done made my day. Because I know Lisa. But thank you, Jesus. I feel like Elder Jared when he heard what Chris was on the line. I feel good right here.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Wow.
No, we grew up together. I don't want to go back. We grew up together. Lord Jesus. Okay.
I think a lot of people were shocked that I said something.
Yeah. Well, I'm calm now, Elder John. I'm calm. They are shocked.
God bless you.
God bless you. That's all right, Yvonne. Call me Edna.
anyone else like to make a comment?
Wow.
Amen.
Wow.
I thank each of everyone. Each and every one of you for coming on and making a comment on. It was definitely a good word, amen. You definitely, I just echo what everyone else said. You definitely put the word out forth so that it was clear and understandable. So thank you and may God continue to use you and that you expound the word and make it, give it clarity so that when others hear it, that they may gain understanding. So thank you.
Thank
so
you,
much.
Elder John. Thank you, Doctor. Thank you
those
so much.
You that comment, thank you also for sharing those comments. It's always good when you hear comments of others when you go forth. And sometimes we don't hear anything. It doesn't mean that no one does not want to respond. Just sometimes people are just, digesting and just feeding off what was said. So, for those of you that commented, thank you so much. And I pray that God continue to bless you. as we move forward. Mr. Herman, would you like to close out, and then we're going to close for this evening.
Yes. Well, Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this night. We thank you, dear God, that you were in the midst of us. Thanking you, dear God, for everyone that came on the line, everyone that spoke, everyone that didn't speak. We thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing in each and every one of our lives. We give you praise and glory. To you, all the glory belongs, dear God. Thank you for my friends that were on the line. I give you praise and glory, Lord. Bless each and every one. Bless this ministry, dear God. Let it go to leaps and bounds as we push and move forward. Bless Dr. Suzanne, Dr. John, dear God. Bless them. Keep them. Hallelujah. Make ways out of no ways, dear God. We thank you for the fresh anointing on this line, New Beginnings Ministry. We give you praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
you've been.